Nearly a dozen budget amendments were brought forward at Tuesday's assembly meeting, but just one of them passed. It was also the first public hearing on the proposed $12 million borough budget, though just one resident spoke out.
Please be very cautious in how you spend our money.
That's Paul Nelson. He was the sole commenter during the public hearing about the budget. After that, assembly members brought forward a collection of suggested changes, some more thought out than others. The amendments included doing away with the lobbyist contract, eliminating the community chest fund, and earmarking $300,000 for future economic development proposals and projects. None of those passed. Assemblyman George Campbell suggested about a half dozen amendments total, including removing all allotted money from the capital improvements project budget to go toward the wastewater treatment plant and LUTAC dock. But...
No second, George. I'm not hearing a second. Is there a second? No second, George.
All of Campbell's changes were dead on arrival. The one amendment that did move forward was a personnel-related addition. In interim manager Brad Ryan's proposed budget, he suggested creating an executive assistant position to aid the manager and help with public facilities-related tasks. He also recommends cutting the deputy clerk's hours to halftime and doing away with the economic development director position. Assemblywoman Margaret Friednauer made a motion to keep the deputy clerk at full time so they can assist at community and advisory board meetings. The concern around accurate minutes and communication has come up in recent months, and Friednauer said a staff member at those meetings might help with record keeping.
It would be for our advisory boards and committees to help them streamline minutes, agendas, offer them support in keeping minutes, timely minutes, and posting timely minutes for the public. So if we look at the budget now and the proposed budget with going full-time deputy clerk, we're really only adding a half-time position.
Ryan says that will equate to an additional $36,000. The motion passed unanimously. After that, the assembly took on the revised minor offenses ordinance and the idea of a code review commission. The assembly voted 5-1 to move forward with the revised ordinance, with the first public hearing scheduled for the next meeting. The code review commission will also be on the agenda for that next meeting. The two items go hand in hand, as violations can't be removed from the minor offenses list until they're also stricken from code. The next assembly meeting is May 24th. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.